2025 International Memorial Day Blending Conference. Week 1. Day 3. Morning Nourishment. Revelations 19:7. Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give the glory to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His wife has made herself ready. John 3:29. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices with joy because of the bridegroom's voice. This joy of mine therefore is made full. Revelation 19:7-9 unveils that the Lord Jesus is the Lamb as the bridegroom. Similarly, in the Gospel of John, Christ is presented both as the Lamb and as the bridegroom. One day John the Baptist declared, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." This verse clearly reveals that Christ came as the Lamb to take away the sin of the world. Later, John the Baptist also indicated that Christ is the bridegroom. Hence, in the Gospel of John, Christ is revealed both as the Lamb who came to take away sin and as the bridegroom who came that he might have the bride. The Lamb is for redemption, and the bridegroom is for the wedding. The redemption was accomplished by Christ as the Lamb of God, and the wedding will take place when Christ as the coming bridegroom takes his bride. Today's reading. Christ's goal is not to remove sin, it is to have the bride. In the book of Revelation, which is also written by the Apostle John, we see again that Christ our Redeemer is the Lamb and the coming bridegroom. Therefore, as the bridegroom, he must have a wedding. The wedding of the Lamb will be a universal wedding. It will be the marriage of the Redeemer and the redeemed. At the end of the Bible we see a city, the New Jerusalem. This city is the wife, and the redeeming God is the husband. Our position is that of the bride, and the position of the coming Christ is that of the bridegroom. We are on the earth being prepared to become the bride to meet him, and he is on the throne in the third heaven prepared to come as the bridegroom to meet us. Thus, he is coming as the bridegroom, and we are going as the bride. The bride and the bridegroom will meet, neither in heaven nor on the earth but in the air. When we meet him in the air, we will have a wedding. Revelation 19:1-6 is the praise of the great multitude of the saints, the angels, and all creatures. Revelation 19:7 continues, "Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready." Here his wife refers to the church, the bride of Christ. However, according to Revelation 19:8-9, the wife, the bride of Christ, consists only of the overcoming believers during the millennium, whereas the bride in 21:2 is composed of all the saved saints after the millennium for eternity. The readiness of the bride depends on the maturity in life of the overcomers. Furthermore, the overcomers are not separate individuals but a corporate bride. For this aspect, building is needed. Christ will not marry each believer individually; instead, he will marry his corporate bride composed of his overcoming believers. When we have been fully saturated with the triune God so that he flows out of us, we will be completely built and fitted together to become the glorious church, the beloved bride of the Lord Jesus. Only the church as the golden lampstand can be the bride of Christ. This indicates that we need to live out the life of Christ. We should not focus on caring for the goodness or wickedness that comes out of us. Instead, we need to care for the tree of life, the triune God, and Christ as the all-inclusive Spirit. Whether we are at home with our family or in the church meetings with the brothers and sisters, we all need to live out Christ. If we live by Christ, what we live out is God, who is Spirit, signified by the pure gold that shines forth the light, then we will become the bride of Christ who satisfies His desire. This is the end of today's morning revival.